Greg's Phil Henry Show is on air.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make some big announcement.
That's it?
Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, yeah.
Hey, Dickman, what are you? Are you Jay Santos Jr. with the whole, yeah?
No, because I'm not going at anything in an aggressive manner. I'm introducing Mr. Henry's show.
Okay, I understand what he's doing, General Shaw.
Yeah, the whole thing about I go at trouble with, yeah.
Welcome to our program. Well, that's how we go about our entertainment product. Every night when we get together, we say we're going to go at entertaining you guys like this. There you are, here we are. We'll go, yeah.
Nice, Phil.
Anyway, welcome to our show, folks. World famous Phil Henry Show. We had a lot of excitement here tonight because we lost all power to our studios. All power was not reaching the this portion of Ventura County where we are here in the beach section here, the southwestern portion of the county. Everything was just it went totally black, and it's at the whole neighborhood, the business district, the houses, everything.
Right, and so as I said on the pre-show, I tried to get juice for the phone, so I got in the car and tried to charge it using the car. As I drove up to the 101 and was kind of retracing my steps when I was looking at that, riverbed fire.
The Arundo.
Yeah, the Arundo grass. And when I got back to the beach, the lights were back on and everything was groovy. And so, I don't know, man. It's that's one of the things we have fires here in Southern California. These transformers blow. Sometimes they cause another fire, but one thing is for sure, you lose all power.
Yeah, that's the way to get to it.
Yeah, thank you. All right, tonight, folks, sitting here very patiently is Coach Vernon Dozier. How are you, sir?
Yeah.
Now, I know that I saw, and have a seat here if you want.
Right here.
Yeah, I got it. I saw that you tweeted, Coach, about your wife, Lorraine. But I didn't know that she had the nickname Love Woman.
Well,
I call her Love Woman because that was a nickname that was actually a name given to her in the religious faith that she was born into. And I have the gentleman's name here, if you will.
Okay.
This was I don't want to call it a cult. It was not a cult. It was a religious sect. It was a sect of, I would say, a Christian sect. And my mother, not my mother, although...
Do you view your wife almost motherly?
You
do?
Well, I guess you just pulled that out of me.
There's no shame in that.
Well, for me, it feels kind of strange looking at my own wife as mommy. I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry we brought it up, Coach.
I kind of am sorry you brought it up, too. Anyway, let me just explain this to you, because I wrote it all down in the notes that I wanted to tell you, because I had people asking, is your wife's name Love Woman? Yeah, it is Love Woman. Her name, the name that we've come to know her as, is Lorraine. But when she was young, she was a part of this communal group that was started by Dr. Muggett Chrisman. You know this name, Phil?
I've never heard of him.
Margaret?
No, Muggett Chrisman? I think this is a guy, you got to be kidding.
I got to be kidding about what?
Isn't this the guy? He had a religious sect based upon table manners?
What? Yeah, well, that's it.
Okay, so what do you mean? What do you mean that you got to be kidding?
I didn't think anybody heard about him. Muggett Chrisman, Dr. Muggett Chrisman, has a sect, who has had a sect of Christianity. He's not around anymore. When he died, it died out. They had a few members, and once he died, they all just kind of drifted away, and no one, they didn't remain in contact with each other, this kind of thing. They just wandered off into literally, he died in a small house in Ogallala, Nebraska, and when he died, everyone just wandered out into the prairie.
Literally?
Yes, literally. And no,
did anybody ever see them again?
I guess some people saw them, whether it was again or for the first time, but they wandered out of the house, staggered out into the prairie, and they were never seen again.
How many of these people were there?
What was left of the sect? Probably about a half a dozen.
Well, this doesn't sound like a very successful religious sect, but your wife was born into this, and they gave her the name Love Woman. Why?
Well, my mother-in-law is Bertaldy Brown.
What is the name?
Bertaldy Brown, Berdeldee. I had to write all this down because I had to remember, get it from memory.
Now, you got into all of this because people found out your wife's name was Love Woman?
Some people at the school found out, and this got online, and so I had some students asking. I said, no, my wife's name is Lorraine. And they said, we know that, Coach, but was she at one time known as Love Woman? I said, yes, she was when she was very young. She was christened into this religious sect.
You know, we got a lot of this show draws a lot of religious and New Age religious people. This is not a New Age thing, Phil. This is a Christian sect. Based upon table manners.
Yes. I mean, they adhered to the Bible, but they also wanted you. I don't know. Don't ask me. When I would talk to Lorraine about it, she would just hold up her hand as if to say, man, don't go. Don't do it, man. You know. So
did you ever meet the mother-in-law?
Yes. Did you meet this Bertaldi?
I met Bertaldi, yeah. She's a great woman. She was a very energetic woman. She loved to cook. She was always bringing things over to the house, you know, what to eat. And when I would bring up the, when I'd say, Dr. Muggett Crispin, how, you know, do you have any memories of that? She would get up and go to the bathroom and stay in there for about an hour. And what was she doing? Well, what do you think?
Well, she's not going to the bathroom for an hour.
I don't know. But
obviously, she didn't want to talk about it.
Didn't want to talk about it, no.
We're talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier about his wife, Lorraine, who was known as Love Woman in this religious sect that she was. I'm telling you.
We have a lot of people born into religious sects that eventually make their way onto this program. You've got Kenny Slagg. You've got Dr. Elcott.
Well, it's Kenny. Kenny Slagg was the one that was. Boy, did I want to hurt him.
Why?
He was always just, hi. And I'd say, Mr. Slagg, would you just please get away from me? And he'd say, but I'm, you know, do you know the Kenny? And I asked him about that.
Yeah, see, that was.
No, I asked him, I said, what do you mean the Kenny? He said, it's a head that floats in space. And once you know the Kenny, you know. What are you laughing at?
Well, you told me one time that if you ever saw Kenny Slagg's head floating in space, you'd ask it to open its mouth and you'd.
Okay, Phil.
Oh, my God, Phil.
Why you'd bring that up? All right, I'm sorry.
It's a little rough, Phil, for a podcast.
Damn it, Henry. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Although I did say that.
Why don't you grow up?
Coach Dozier, so go ahead. Coach Vernon Dozier here with us. So your wife is Love Woman. She's born into this group, sect, that's run by Dr. Muggett Crispin, who believes that inelegant social manner could send you to hell.
Yes.
Now, he wasn't kidding.
No, he was not kidding, because what happened to Bertaldi, my mother-in-law, it's almost, you cannot believe this. That's why when we would bring up the sect, she'd go into the bathroom and hide, because she belched at a...
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. If one more person asked me if I'm kidding.
All right, go ahead.
Bertaldi belched after a communal dinner one night, and the entire group there at the communal dinner, 25 people, dropped to their knees in prayer, putting their hands on her and pleading with heaven not to roast her in hell. And
were you there?
Yes, I was there. What were you doing there? It was a function that my wife, Lorraine, wanted to attend.
Was your wife a practicing member of the sect by this time?
No, she'd left years before, but her mother was still very devoted. And there was her mother, people praying over her because she belched. Well, you can laugh if you want, Phil.
Why wouldn't I, as I often say in the show, why wouldn't I laugh?
Because the woman was scared to death? How about that?
Yeah, but if she's scared to death, look, she, at some point, people got to take responsibility for the...
Yeah, for the religions that they join up into.
That they join up into?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why this woman... What about your father-in-law?
Well, Lorraine's father died when she was young because he'd gotten into a physical confrontation with Dr. Muggett Crispin. And Crispin pushed him off a cliff.
Get the fuck out of...
I'm telling you, don't make fun of a man's life, Phil.
Crispin pushed him off a cliff.
Yes, it was down here in Del Mar. They were having their annual tent revival. And they were screaming and yelling about people not using a napkin, belching at the table.
If you're lying to me, so help me God,
I swear. You look it up. Look up Muggett Crispin.
Bud, you got that?
Yeah, right here. Muggett Crispin was head of what was called the Crispin Dozen, Because there were 12 apostles that they started the sect, and it was based upon proper outward behavior.
Well, that's a little bit more understandable.
Proper outward, which included table manners and not being allowed to belch or cut one.
Does it say cut one?
No, but I mean, it says, or break wind while at a dinner table.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. All right, go ahead.
And that's just, I mean, salvation comes in believing the word of Jesus Christ and not belching and farting.
All right, Phil, laugh if you want, but we went through a long, rough road with Bertoldi, dealing with this and eventually, you know, coming out the other end, if you'll pardon the expression.
Where's Bertoldi now?
She passed on. She died last year in Carlsbad, California. A wonderful woman, 91 years of age. She'd gotten through this whole situation. But, you know, even in death, as she was laying there, Roscoe, my nephew, came in, belched because he'd been drinking a root beer. What did that do? Just about almost scared her to death. Her eyes bugged out. And what are you people looking at?
We're looking at you because we think you're kidding. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. You look there. Bud looked it up. There is Wikipedia.
Right there.
And so this woman, when the nephew's name is Roscoe?
Yeah, Roscoe Dozier. My brother Ween's son.
Your brother Ween.
Weed.
Oh, how do you spell it?
W-E-E-D.
Weed Dozier.
Ween.
God damn it.
I'm just kidding, Phil. Yeah, it's Weed Dozier.
Okay, so this is your nephew, Roscoe.
Roscoe?
I mean Roscoe.
Yes.
And he walks in, belches.
Let me ask. Comes in and belches, and Bertoldi somehow is stunned or frightened. She looked frightened, yeah. But then everybody had to chill her out and just says, okay, Bertoldi, you're not going to go to hell. And you didn't even do the belching. And she calmed down. She was fine. But that was a very traumatic thing for her to be involved in. It sounds funny, but when you're in a group of people that demand specific behavior and tell you you're going to go to hell if you don't do what they say you got to do.
You don't do what they tell you to do.
Yeah. You're going to go to hell, and that scared hell out of her.
Talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier, because this is a story that he related on his X account, and also on his X account, and also some of our listeners had contacted Coach Dozier and people at your school, right?
Well, yeah, the Father McQuarters was concerned that somehow I had something untoward in my background.
You got Father McQuarters on line 3. Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy. Father, how are you?
Yes, Phil, I'm doing very well.
So you're hearing the story here from Coach Dozier, a man that has been in your employ and been your friend for many years. This sort of extreme sect of Christianity, what's your comment?
Well, first of all, I know Lorraine, and I know Bertoldi, and I know that Dr. Crisman, when she belched on the night of June 5th, this was in 1986, and in that particular sect, and you're going to think I'm kidding, but they called it the night of gas. Phil, don't laugh. You know, when a man is suffering...
I was trying to tell him that, Father.
When a man is suffering, Phil, don't laugh.
The night of gas.
The night of gas. Yes, Phil. That's what it's called. And when Bertoldi Brown, at the age of whatever the hell she was, how old was she then?
She was in her 50s.
All right, the age of 50-something. She belches at the table, and this guy, Reverend Crisman, looks at her, points the accusing finger at her. They all drop to their knees, beg God not to roast her in hell because she belched after a mouthful of ginger ale. And you can well imagine what that's going to do to people. The Reverend himself, Reverend Christ, lifted a cheek off the seat.
Now I know you're kidding.
Well, you're sitting there not believing what we're trying to say.
Phil, you got to listen to him. Lifted a cheek off the seat.
Yes. Let one fly, and the entire sect then pointed accusingly at her and said, "You will roast."
What? Why? Because this fart was.
Did you hear that,
Phil?
This fart. Phil, in all my years, I've never heard some.
Thanks a lot, Phil. You can think it's a joke, and I know in many ways it sounds like a joke, but I lived with it. Okay,
Coach.
No, hold on. I lived with it. Morning, noon, and night. 40 years I've been married to that woman. I've loved her every step of the way. And when she told me about the night of the gas, or gas night, or whatever the hell they call it. They called it gas night. They called it, the teenagers called it, let's get, you know, it's a gas. They tried to make it fun for everyone, even though it meant it was a dark, dark day. It was a dark night. When Bertle D. Brown belched and then the Reverend farts.
All right. Now I think you're kidding.
All right. You guys could think I'm kidding. You invited. Did I ask to come on this program?
No, you did not.
Okay. Who called me up?
I did.
Yes, Bud did. Said, would you come on? Because we've had people who've been asking about this and people at the school. And there you heard Father Becorders. And so I came on. And now you're saying, oh, you're a liar. That's a hell of a thing, Phil.
All right. You're right.
Okay. If you want to know the story, it's on your ex account. My wife's name is Love Woman. It's not ethnic. That was her name in the sect.
Yeah, we don't call it a cult. It was not a cult. It was a sect run by Mugget Chrisman.
Okay, boy, some of you people go right to the race thing. She's a white woman raised in a staunchly. I don't want to read that. Where's the right here? We lived in Oilman Canyon since I first went to work at Belmore. I'm not letting the fires take our cabin. I've been drinking Bullet and watching Channel 19 since Wednesday night. This is about the fire. Well, right here. Here is where we. Love Woman's mother, Bertle D., belched after a communal dinner one night and the entire group. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, she got the name Love Woman because of the sect of Christianity she grew up in. These people were followers of Dr. Mugget Chrisman. And you said, Bud, it's called what? The group
is called Wash Your Hands.
Wash Your Hands.
Yeah, because it reflects.
It reflects how Jesus and the apostles would, you know, wash their hands with holy water, whatever the hell they did, and they'd put oil on their, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, Coach Vernon Dozier here with the Wash Your Hands sect and his wife, because Love Woman, that somebody got a hold of the name.
Yes.
Someone found out that my wife's name very early on in her life was Love Woman, part of this Wash Your Hands sect. And then her mother belched during a communal dinner, and that traumatized her. And eventually, when Mugget Chrisman died,
in
a cabin in the middle of a prairie in Ogallala, Nebraska, with about 12 people there, and they wandered into the prairie, never to be seen again, and that was the end. I wish that you'd written a book or something.
No, thank you.
I mean, we could say, hey, you go get Coach Vernon Dozier's book on the Wash Your Hands sect. Well, I appreciate you being here, man, because we had all kinds of crap here.
I know you had a power outage, and we had the same thing up in Oilman Canyon.
You had in Oilman Canyon?
Yeah.
Now, where is that?
That's above Glendale, near Belmar.
Yeah, near Belmar Academy. What are you nodding your head?
Oh, well, I've never heard of Oilman. I've never heard of Oilman Canyon.
There are two canyons. There's Oilman, and you're not going to believe this. There's Oilman and Oil Boy. Two canyons. I should never come on this program ever again because everything I say.
All right, I believe you.
There are two canyons. The larger canyon is Oilman. That's where myself and my wife Lorraine live. And then there's Oil Boy, and that's like there's three or four houses there. It's very small. What are you guys looking at?
You gotta be kidding me. Oilman and Oil Boy.
Yes.
What about Oil Girl?
What about what?
But never mind. No.
Well, it's a logical question, don't you think?
No, not at all.
Coach Vernon Dozier's been with us, a special guest here in a shortened version because of our power problems and because of our mental problems, too.
Your mental problems, too.
Hey, Coach.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Anyway, Coach, you know what? For a football coach and a successful football coach like you've been, you got a very interesting life, from dancing door to door while you were supporting yourself in the early days of coaching to now telling us about this religious sect that your wife was in and that your mother-in-law belched and ran afoul of to the point where it almost, you know, she almost lost her mind.
Yes, she did. She was very frightened. That's why when we bring it up to her today, she hides in the bathroom.
Bertle D. Brown. Okay.
Great knowing you.
Yeah, it's been great knowing you. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre and Corp. What's the matter?
You guys look like you're sorry that I got out of bed this morning.
No, it's just it was a very strange interview. A lot of strange information there we're going to have to vet.
Yeah, we'll have to vet it.
Oh, meaning I'm lying?
No. I mean, Mugget Chrisman, all this stuff. But it was a great story.
Yeah. Well, you're going to find out it was the truth. When you find out it's the truth, man, I don't want to be you.
Okay, anyway, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.